The Gwaltney Group.
The following is a sponsored program paid for by Robin Gwaltney. Gwaltney Group. RE/MAX Results. Welcome to Rochester Real Estate, featuring Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning. It's Saturday again. I'm Andy Brownell, and of course, we are with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Are you all ready for the holiday?
Oh, my gosh. It's just been one big holiday. after we talked last week, I was busy getting ready for our kickoff of the holiday season. We hosted a murder mystery dinner party and had 12 guests. What a riot. We had such a riot. And it was a Christmas theme. It was called a Christmas cracker killing. And it was a blast. So that was my jump start. And then a couple nights ago, we had a happy hour with a bunch of classmates, a holiday gathering. And we had our holiday work luncheon, went to a luncheon. I mean, I've just been going. It's been holiday season for me all week. And I am in full, I am going. I'm ready as far as done buying gifts. I haven't wrapped everything, but I'll get it done. I always do.
There's time.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, some people were kind of upset to see the snow, but I, for one, like a white Christmas. It can go away after Christmas. I'm fine with that. But I like a white Christmas.
Well, it may. I mean, if you look at the temperatures they're forecasting, this snow will likely still be here on Christmas, but maybe not too long after that.
Yeah, and I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. So I can get busy because people are still out there in full forces buying houses. And it does make it easier if we're not traipsing through the snow. Not going to lie.
Yeah, that's definitely an impediment. But I did see a headline that November sales were up.
Yes, and I mean the momentum is still really good. But I think, let me see if I can get you some actual stats. Housing market is warmer than usual this time of the year. Home sales post a significant jump in November, making this the second consecutive month of increases. So that's good. Existing home sales, which account for completed transactions for single family homes, townhomes, condos, and co-ops, was up 5% month over month and 6.1% annually in November.
That's like the start of a trend.
So according to our NAR chief economist, Lawrence Yun, home sale momentum is building and more buyers have entered the market. As we continue to add jobs, housing inventory grows, and compared to a year ago, we will say that more consumers are growing used to the fact that if you can lock your rate in somewhere between 6 and 7, that's the norm. Okay. Yep.
And I also read an article, it was an opinion piece, that was talking about what the Federal Reserve is, kind of their goal now is to get rid of the pipe dream of 3% rates ever again and find what they call the Goldilocks rate.
I mean, let's face it. We had to have a worldwide pandemic to get to that. We don't really, none of us want to get to that again if that's what it takes, right? So, but what has continued to happen is home prices have continued to grow. So homeowners are feeling a little bit rich right now. Because just from last year until this year, the average home increased in value by 4.7%. Now, that is without you making any improvements.
Yeah.
You know, if the house is the same condition it was when you bought it a year ago, it's already gone up by almost 5% just for you owning it. So,
and I always say the formula should be a lot more complex than that, because in order to figure out the actual gain, you should be subtracting out of that what you would have spent on rent.
Right, right.
And then if you do that, then it's way more than 4%.
Exactly. So home sale prices settled in at an average of $406,100 for the year, which is up from $387,800 one year earlier.
All right.
So we've got a lot of forecasts. I can tell you what's going on in different markets across the country. In some markets, the buyer competition remains really strong. with the listings in those areas receiving an average of 2.1 offers, and 18% of the properties are selling above the list price in November, according to the National Association of Realtor reports. 22% of buyers waived their inspection contingency. 21% waived an appraisal contingency to make their offers more competitive, according to Realtors, National Association of Realtors, that is, Confidence Index, a survey of about 1,700 real estate professionals. This is where we're getting this data, okay? Home buyers are finding more inventory options with listings up nationwide nearly 18% compared to 1 year ago. And with greater options, then, of course, the median days on the market will take a little longer, right? So in November, that was 32 days, up from 25 days a year earlier. But still, 53% of homes that were listed sold in less than a month.
Which is really, really quick.
Yes, it is. And you've heard me say this. When I go into a listing appointment and I say, if you do this and you do this and we price it here, your listing will sell fast. And the only thing that varies from that sentence is what does fast mean? Because in some market conditions, fast means by the end of the weekend, your house is going to be sold. Whereas in now, current market conditions, it means in 30 days, your house is going to be sold. So as long as sellers go into a listing with the understanding of what to expect and they are realistic expectations, then typically sellers, do pretty well with the whole process.
I bet. Yeah. Information is king.
Correct. Let's see, what else do I have that's kind of interesting here? Existing homeowners are capitalizing on the collective 15 trillion rise in housing equity over the past 4 years.
Is that right? Wow.
Yes. So over the past 4 years, that's how much equity was built in home ownership in the U.S. $15 trillion. So people, this is why when I say your house is the bank account you live in, I really mean it. I mean, if you're living in your home and you bought it right, and you're taking care of it, that is such a valuable asset to you because it is going to continue to become more and more valuable. And every day somebody will see me, you know, whether it's at an appointment or if it's at Costco or at the post office, and people are going to say to me, Robin, when are prices going to start coming down? And I will look them in the eye. I wish I could see every one of you that are listening and say, prices are not coming down. Now, that being said, the rate that the values are going up is definitely slowing down, okay?
Yeah, because it was crazy. It was unsustainable before.
Correct. So it was, if they would have kept going up at that price, then what would have happened is we would have imploded because then all of a sudden nobody could have entered into the market. So
Right. Everything
that has happened for a reason. And I think our housing market, as I've been saying since the day I've done this show, is our housing market is very healthy. Okay.
And I read another article. You know, I mean, I'm just constantly reading stuff. And it was talking about people's net worth. And it was a study done that compared the net worth of individuals of the same age based upon when they became homeowners. And those who became homeowners had a trajectory of gain in net worth that was like 3 or 4 times higher than those who did not become homeowners.
Exactly. It's so crucial. And, you know, I try to get this point across without sounding like a salesperson because, you know me, I don't even like salespeople. I do not consider myself to be a salesperson. I never, ever have. When people say, oh, you're a really good salesperson, I'm like, ugh, please don't tell me that. Tell me I'm a really good real estate consultant, or I'm a really good service provider, or I'm a really good guide, or a really good educator. Tell me any of those things, but please don't tell me I'm a good salesperson, because salespeople try to sell you something, and I really am just trying to teach you something and guide you and help you make a really sound investment, because this is big money. I mean, let's face it, we are not seeing many houses being sold for less than $250,000. $250,000 is nothing to sneeze at. And that's where our entry-level buyers are coming into the market. So this is serious stuff. I take it very seriously. And it is so important to me when my buyers buy a house that, yes, they're getting a house that they like and that's going to be convenient for them. All of those things checks off most of their boxes. But what's more important to me is that my buyers are making a good, solid investment that is going to really do well for them, you know, as long as they own it, do well for them when it's time to sell it. And that's what's super important to me.
Absolutely. We do need to take a break. We'll do that, and we will return in just a moment with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results, here at Newstalk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is Newstalk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. To Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group Remax Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back, everyone. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results with us. And we were talking about some of the November real estate statistics. And I imagine, Robin, it's going to be a different story depending on where you live in the country.
It does. It definitely is. And, of course, most of our listeners are only concerned about what's going on here in the Southeast Minnesota market. But we do have a lot of people coming and going from Rochester. So some of our listeners know that within, you know, a few months, they're going to be finishing up here at Mayo and headed to the next place. So it's also good to talk about what's going on across the country. In the Northeast, sales actually increased 8.5% month over month. So when we talk about an uptick in November, Northeast played a big part in that, reaching an annual rate of 510,000. Sales are up about 6% from a year ago, with a median price of $475,500, which is a up about 10% from a year ago. So Wow. That's what's going on in the Northeast. Hot, hot. In the Midwest, sales rose about 5.3% to an annual rate of 1 million. And sales were up about 5.3% compared to the previous year, with a median price of the entire Midwest now of $302,000 compared to $475,500 in the Northeast. And that number is up 7.3 from November of 2023.
Okay? Once again, healthy.
Yeah. So we've got in the Northeast, houses went up 10% year over year. In the Midwest, houses went up 7.3% year over year. Now, the South, sales did jump 5.6 month over month to an annual rate of 1.87 million. Sales were up 3.3% year over year. And the median price was 361.3, which was an increase of only 2.8% from a year ago. So in the South, the houses this particular year from 24 year over year from 23, the South is where the values increased at the slowest rate.
I wonder if the natural disasters might have had something to do with
it. Yeah, you think? Of course it did. In the West, sales were unchanged compared to the previous month, at an annual rate of 770,000. However, sales were up nearly 15% compared to a year earlier. But thank goodness the median price, which is already 628.2, is only up 4% from a year ago. So there you go. Only 2.8% in the South did values go up, 4% in the West, 5.3% in the Midwest, and 6% in the Northeast. So wherever you're investing in real estate, you're making a good return on your money. And now that I'm talking about wherever you're investing in real estate, I really do want everybody to keep in mind that I have a huge REMAX network across the country. To be honest, even outside of the country. But across the country, there is nowhere that you could be picking up from Rochester and moving to, or from anywhere for that matter, and moving to, that I wouldn't be able to help you get in touch with a really expert realtor who's as knowledgeable as I am in my market they will be in their market. So if you are going to be wrapping things up in Rochester and moving on to your next, you know, post, please feel free to reach out to me and let me help you get in touch with the best agent to wherever it is you're going, because I would love to do that.
I imagine for the residents and the fellows, this is the time they better get busy thinking about that.
Right. And I have a lot of them that I have helped already that are, you know, residents or fellows that I helped move to Rochester, helped move into their houses that they will be selling this year, and have already put a few of them in touch with agents at their next place. So, yeah, just something to think about. Because, you know, when I offer that service, when I go in, they say, Robin, we're going to need you to sell our house. We're going to want to sell it in June. Come take a look. Tell us what we have to do. And then I say, oh, have you already gotten an agent in Atlanta? Or have you already gotten an agent in Scottsdale? Or have you already? And then they say no. And I might put them in touch with somebody. And they're always so grateful, because it's just one thing that they can take off their plate. They don't have to do the interviews. They don't have to. And, I mean, I'm not saying just because I give you a name, that's what you have to go with. But it gives you the name of somebody at the top of the pile. So it's probably going to be a good fit.
Yeah, I'm sure it will be. I know it worked out for my daughter. So.
All right.
Very helpful. It
you tell
shows
me
as well that we remain, even though we may not think it, we remain probably the region, the most affordable part of the country for housing.
Well, yeah, our median price was $302,000. Versus the South, where we always think the housing is lower. Well, I mean, it depends on where in the South, but the median price for the South was $361,300, median price for the Northeast, $475,500, and then, of course, the West, $628,200. Those houses in California are pricey.
I remember the last time I was out there, just for fun, I was looking at some of the listings, and it was San Diego.
Oh, yeah.
And I was just like, oh, my gosh, how can anybody live in this town?
Yeah, exactly. Yep, it is not cheap and not easy, so they have to get pretty creative. But, boy, oh, boy, if they can make it work, they're smart, because those prices aren't going down anytime soon. And you know what? The housing outlook is very optimistic, because all of the experts are really, you know, buzzing about the fact that it's going to be a bigger housing turnaround in the new year. Home builders are notably more upbeat. Future sales expectations climbing a near 3-year high. So this is coming from the National Association of Home Builders. Construction of a single family home posted a 7% year-over-year increase in November. The Commerce Department reported that on Wednesday. Builders also are counting home buyers in a bigger way. 31% of builders cut their home prices in November, with the average reduction being 5%. 60% of home builders reported using sales incentives like buying down mortgage rates. Well, you know why? Because you always hear me say home prices are not going to go down. Values are not going, I should say, home values are not going to go down.
Right.
We all know that a value and a price are two different things, because during those 3% interest rates, a house that was valued at 300 would day after day sell for 350. Okay. So it didn't mean it was valued at 350. It meant someone was willing to waive the appraisal and say, we'll pay the difference, and just pay it because they wanted to get in on that rate.
Which long term was probably a great move.
Yes, exactly. As long as they, you know, there were so many quick decisions made because you had to.
As long as you didn't buy a lemon because you didn't get the inspection.
Yeah, or buy something that wasn't at all what you were looking for.
Yeah.
There was a lot of that, too.
A lot of caveats there. So we already have to take another break, Robin.
Okay, then I'll explain the new construction prices coming down after that.
Okay, sounds perfect. All right. We'll be back in a minute with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, Remax Results on Newstalk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.com. To Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results, and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
It's Saturday morning with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results. And as promised, you're going to explain the prices, right? Not values, prices going down on new construction.
And so these reductions of 5% on average on these new construction homes is simply based on the fact that everything had gotten really expensive, right? And a lot of it had to do with COVID and hard to get the materials for building, the materials spiked in cost. There were a lot of factors. Well, once things got settled in and some of those prices settled down and it was back to normal for getting the stuff, so we didn't have the long time, we didn't see a lot of people say, oh, well, now we could actually charge $5,000 less or $10,000 less or $20,000 less. They just kept charging the price, right? And I'm not saying this to make builders look like bad guys. It's just that nothing typically drops in price. Well, until they got to the point where they had no choice. You know, now it's like, if we're going to sell these inventory, we're going to have to just realize that our profit margin is not going to be quite as bountiful as it was for those few years there. It doesn't mean
they're going to go back to the margins that they had before.
Correct. And it doesn't mean they're going to make money. They have to make money. You know, usually with new construction, that's the most forward pricing there is. You just do the math. There's the price of the lot and then the price of the building construction. And then there's the profit in the build to the builder. And there you go. So if something's going to give, you're not changing what you paid for the lot and you're not changing what it costs for the materials or the labor to build it. So the only place there is give is in the builder's commission. And I don't know too many builders that want to work for free, because I don't know too many people in any industry that want to work for free. I mean, that's how they pay their bills. So anyway, so good time to, and just in general, a good time to be able to negotiate a little bit off the price of your house is right now in this winter market before the spring market shows up. And we are those ones with the 2.8 buyers on every single offer, living the inspections. You know what it looks like.
It's almost January. You're talking only 6-8 weeks we're in that market.
Yep. So do not waste any time, people. Let's do this. How much time do I have? Because I would like to give you one quick little, I think this is a really fun little snapshot of a housing market outlook for 25 and 26.
Okay. Let's go.
All right. Existing home sales in 2025 will be up somewhere between 7 and 12%, depending on the market that you're in, the region that you're in. In 2026, somewhere between 10 and 15%. So they're going up this year. They're going up again the following year. New home sales in 2025, up 11%. In 26, up 8%. They're going to go up and up again. Median home price. Now, this is going to be music to most people's ears. In 2025, the median home price is going to go up, but only by about 2%. And then in 2026, by another 2%. Mortgage rates. Get this number in your head, people. In 2025, they're going to hover right around 6%. In 2026, they're going to hover right around 6%. Job gains for 2025, right around 2 million. And in 2026, right around another 2 million. So the housing market is looking good.
Stable and normal.
Absolutely. Healthy market.
All right. We have a few minutes. Do you have any listings you can share?
I do have some listings, as a matter of fact. Actually, I'll have a few really good ones coming up after the holidays, because I've had some people calling me saying, is now a good time to get on the market? And I've said, it is, but you know what? Let's just get through Christmas and New Year and let's bring it on right after the holidays. So we've got at least 3 or 4 really nice listings coming on the market. But of course, I've got some now. I've got some really nice lots out in Woodland Valley Lane. So when I see these numbers about new construction going up, of course, I find that very exciting. So if you guys haven't been out there, drive out there. It's Sandy Keith's Old Farmstead.
Okay. Wow.
You know where that is, Andy?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, by Maywood, and then go all the way down to the bottom and then take the hill up. It's just beautiful. And the lots out there run anywhere from mid threes to high fours, but they're, you know, I think we have one that's, I think mid threes to high fours, but they're 2 to 4 acres, beautiful lots. So I would like to promote those, of course. And then I'll look at a couple of the houses we have. 735 16th Avenue Southeast is a split level house built in 91 for $249,900, 4 beds and 2 baths. And go ahead.
I was going to say that perfect starter home.
Yeah, it's a really nice price, too. I really like that. And that one was 735 16th Ave Southeast. And then I've got another one out southeast in the Marvell edition. Well, it's past that. It's Marvell Avenue, 1623 Marvell Avenue. It's a 5-bedroom, 3-bath ranch-style house with just under 3,000 square feet. Great big shed in the back, and this is $399,900. And it has a 3-car garage attached and a great big shed out behind. So for somebody that needs some space for a shop or storage, great place.
I think I know who that seller might be.
Do you? He's an electrician, a retired electrician. Super great guy. Then I have, well, of course, we have those beautiful condos that you can reserve down in Lake City overlooking the lake. They are really fun, and I've had a lot of calls. I had a call this morning, as a matter of fact. People are starting to reserve, and it's easy to do with the $2,500 reservation than if you decide not to go through with it closer to when the building is being built. That reservation money is refundable to you. So if you want more information on those Aurora condos on Lakeshore Drive in Lake City, be sure to call me and I can tell you all about it. I can tell you about investment opportunity that we have that we're offering over there as well. Let's see. This Fox Hill townhome has sold. I do still have a condo downtown, 317 6th Avenue. That's the, what is the name of that building? I'm drawing a blank. Five Oaks building. The Five Oaks building.
Okay. Yeah.
We've got unit number 306. We've got a nice two-story at 1711 King's Run in Northwest, and that one is 4 beds, 3 baths, 2,921 square feet, and it's $399,900. It's a lot of house for the money.
Oh, that's what I was thinking.
Yes, it definitely is. Okay, these are some more lots over on Rocky Creek, Sally Ridge, Golf View Drive out in Preston. I hope these guys are right when they say there's going to be a lot more building coming up because we got a lot of lots out there.
Well, it's kind of a precursor, isn't it? If people are ready to put the lots on the market, they're anticipating construction.
So I guess that's about what I have for for listings. And like I said, we've got a bunch more coming after the new year. So we're far from done for the season. So I'm happy to come on over and take a look at your house if it's something you want to get on the market. Happy to have a meeting with you and get you set up as a buyer, whether that be on the phone, Zoom, or in person, because we're not leaving town. You know, we'll be doing the normal Christmas festivities, but we're not going anywhere. So, you know, definitely feel free to reach out because I'm here and I'm working.
All right. So what is that phone number?
That phone number is 507-259-4926.
All right, Robin, you have a great Christmas and wonderful holiday season. And I guess we'll chat with you after Christmas.
And the same to all of our listeners. Happy holidays.
All right, Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, Remax Results. Until next week on Newstalk 1340, KROC AM and 96.